Whatever it is, it comes in waves. Now, if I think of the Earth's origins, I get vertigo. When I think of its death, I fall. C.D. Wright, 1949 to 2016. Photon flights, superimposed, are sure to give us gravity. So they say, as if we don't have it already. Consider the woman at the bus stop in slush gray mid-January, who worries a worn-out, filled-to-bursting backpack, as she talks to herself and peers down the street, shouting only at strangers who try to point out the sign that reads, "Stop closed, because it matters." Yes, even the little displacements. Even the interferometer, gravity catcher extraordinaire, with its two arms 4 kilometers long, remembers the crash of nearby surf, the rumble of passing trains, the tectonic bruxism of the earth. Exclusion is the realm only of scientists whose hearts beat just like our own, too loud and too soft, too long and too short, whose TVs stay on all day in their offices, volume low, the news ticker 10 times hourly proclaiming yet another departure, a singer, an actor, who knows, whose inboxes and cell phones deliver the more intimate others, a writer, a teacher, an ex-friend. Grains of sand in a mounting heap, shifting and sliding beyond language, beyond discourse, and yet each grief still, its own treatise on weight, peer-reviewed, how one life, and who among us ever anticipates which, will explode in its passing like some distant light source, 507 billion years brighter than our sun, 20 times brighter than all the galaxy stars put together. A superluminous supernova, 2.8 billion years in the making. Can you even? I do, by setting out candles for the dead. One for each of us, that is, so far into the future and the past. Life on Earth, a mere matter of cell membranes still mastering the old sun and oxygen trick when that Magna Star began spinning, fast enough, clean enough to send out such bursts. If it even was a Magna Star, if it still is one after all this time. But we're watching, and that's something, isn't it? Waiting, wondering. When the next wave arrives, will it be like the improbable bus that shows up anyway, signage be damned to carry us home through the gloom and the damp? The long, open arms of our instruments, patient, indiscriminate, can record this gravity well of lost stars, big and small alike, just fine on their own. We're only here to add heft, just a little. I mean, someone has to fall in every time, don't they? For science, for humanity, and wave back.